All right, so I messed up. I went in the last 7 months from feeling like a 70-year-old to feeling like a 35-year-old. And I'm 42, so keep that in mind. So I'm feeling really good. I'm following AIP. It's made a tremendous difference in my life. So much to the point that I had almost forgotten that I had a chronic illness until occasional pain days that would just smoke me in my face. But for the most part, I'm feeling so good that, excuse me, I have been doing so well, feeling well, kind of returning to somewhat of my normal life, that when I had to run an errand and run into the grocery store to grab about 15 items, fairly heavy items, that I thought, I'm just going to grab a basket and not a cart. I keep in mind, I live by my carts. They're like my walkers in the store. But I'm like, no, I just got to run in here and make this quick. So I'm just going to grab the basket. And I walk through the store, and I was like getting all my things, and my basket was getting super heavy to the point where the metal handles were bending. But I'm like, whatever, I'm going to finish this out. I only got one more item to get, and I'm going to get to the front and check out and be done. Unscathed, I got to my car and loaded up. Left, thought I had huge success. I was all proud of myself. I was like, this is awesome. I can't believe I did this. That's the first time I've done that in years. Driving home. However, I was using my left arm. And when I went to drive home and I had turned to look some, at, you know, both ways, obviously, when I'm driving to make sure everything's good, I had actually messed up carrying that basket so bad that the left side of my body went numb. Now, you're driving a car and you freak out. So I pulled over. Luckily, I was already somewhat in my neighborhood, so I had pulled over and sat there for a minute. Luckily, the feeling returned to the left half of my body. And I'm also lucky it was my left half of my body, because obviously my right is driving the car. I use my right hand. I use my right leg. So I panicked. Everything came back. I got home, unloaded, kind of avoided it for a little bit. But then I had realized how badly I'd messed up. I had not followed my own advice that I give all my clients. I had been feeling so good that I'd stopped paying attention to the fact that I have a chronic illness that does affect if I decide to carry something too heavy or if I decide to move a different way. So my lesson in all of this is the fact that I want all my clients to feel great. I really want you to feel amazing, and I want you to live your best life. But, yeah, here's my but, you still have to pay attention to the fact that you have a disease that can affect you, whether it be EDS, whether it be MS, whether it be fibro. There's tons of chronic illnesses out there, just general everyday pain. I consider a chronic illness. Diabetes is a chronic illness. So just like with anything else, you can't be too hard on yourself, because we're always going to make mistakes. And at first I was really upset. And even today, this happened yesterday, and even today I'm having quite a bit of pain on my left side. And I obviously screwed my shoulder up. And I'm kind of having to do a mental count of, listen, you made a mistake. You got to move forward and continue on doing what you need to do. I could have made the choice to take the day off work, rest, and feel bad about myself. But instead, I chose to get up, do my life. Yes, I'm dealing with some extra high pain, but it's about moving forward and kind of, you know, forget those mistakes, but forgive yourself for making those mistakes and move on. So, I messed up. I know I messed up, but I'm not going to carry it with me and continue on. So, when you deal with a chronic illness and chronic pain and everything, I have to tell you that you've got to stop with the mental issues that come with it and the mindset that comes with it of choosing to lay down when you know you don't feel well. Now, there's times where you do have to take that and rest and what have you, but if you lay down every single time, there's going to be a coming time where you don't choose to get up. So, try to make as little mistakes as you can with your chronic illness, but for the most part, forgive yourself. You're going to make mistakes and live your best life. Peace and love.